Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to a reflection. My conversation today is about two F words, failing and forgiveness. And they came about for a number of reasons this week. One of them being a friend of mine competed in a major Ironman challenge and had to pull out towards the end of it. The other one was the Simone Biles conversation. And also I met some friends this week who were struggling with a past failure. So let's talk about failure itself and why it is such a big issue in society. And it's really strange, isn't it? Because when we are children, when we are very young, very small, our life is predominantly made up of failure. So it's the frustration of reaching out for something and not being able to get it that makes babies cry. As we start to toddle and learn to walk, fall down and we get up again, and we fall down and we get up again. And the thing is, of course, no one will criticize a child for struggling to do any of these things. Without those failures of learning to stand up and fall down, we would not be walking. Without those first early sounds and copying of words, we would not be talking. And as a parent, we would never consider criticizing a child for not doing those things, of course. I mean, when a child falls down in those early steps, we go, oopsie daisy, come on up again. We encourage, we support them to do it again, to try again. So at some stage on this journey between childhood to adult, the whole purpose of failure gets twisted. So today we're going to explore what that's about. Why is it we have this issue with people who fail? Why is it there such a taint to that word? The point is, failure, by its very nature, is about trial and error. It's about this process of trying something, it not working, and finding a route of improvement to make it work. When we are moving towards doing something, creating something, reaching a milestone somewhere or a marker, there is a picture involved. There is a picture of what success looks like. And when we don't meet that picture of success, then that effort, that activity is deemed a failure. And I guess the most famous ones are those at the moment. If you're watching Elon Musk test his rockets out in Boca Chica, the critical failures that he's experiencing in this is pretty spectacular as these things come crashing to the ground. And yet he is learning huge amounts from that process. He has taken failure to a whole new level. And clearly he understands what the process is about. He understands the real value of trying something that difficult and seeing what happens and learning from the experience. Let's look at another high-profile perceived failure. Okay, Simone Biles has got a head problem. She recognises that something between her head and her body is not talking properly. And it's got become so critical that she recognised that she could no longer compete and support her team. Not only because she would probably fail, also that failure would probably be catastrophic and dangerous for her. What is both amazing and sad is that the huge outpouring of vitriol and genuine nastiness towards her for making that decision, thankfully, is balanced by the positive side of stuff, but it is amazing that people cannot see the courage and forgiveness that would be required to make that decision. So there's a couple of things to unpack here. First of all, let's unpack why failure changed, why it became such a problem. At some point in our makeup, in our journey between childhood to adulthood, we discover shame. We discover disappointment of not achieving a goal or something, and we discover the pain of failure. Now, depending on how that pain of failure is dealt with, it can either lead to encouragement to step up and try again, or it can lead to shame and resentment and guilt. When I was thinking about this subject initially for this podcast, I was shocked by the research as to how toxic this stuff is. So fear of failure starts early. It starts in our childhood years when we're not as good at something as someone else. We compare ourselves to our friends. I can't catch the ball as well. I can't read as well. I can't spell as well. I can't do something by comparison to someone else. And once that sets in, depending on how we initially deal with it or how it's encouraged, will determine our interpretation of failure. Parents can be part of this mix, particularly successful, high-achieving parents who expect more of their children can over-expect for a certain age range and show their disappointment that the child has not achieved something. So this is the root of where it all comes from. Education is not very helpful in terms of it forces children to do stuff that some kids are just not good at, and therefore they fail. And rather than see that as just what it is, they are criticized for it. From my education particularly, it was awful in that respect. I remember in my primary school being sat on the black table because I couldn't read, write or spell in a certain way. And the way it was delivered that I would be on the black table was there to reinforce what a shameful place it was to be. And shame was regularly used as part of my education. Our societies were structured around public ridicule for many, many years. And it's only in the last 20, 30 years has that receded. So failure is deeply, or the pain of failure is deeply embedded in our human psyche. It is part of our makeup. And I suspect some of the reasons why people are so judgmental towards other people's failings is their own shame. Is basing on how they would feel about it when they look or witness someone else failing at something. And because they, from their own experience, were always told to push through the failure, they think other people need to do the same. This is a massive topic, and I think I could unpick this for a full program probably on this, to discuss this idea of shame. And I mean, it must be, because people spend years in therapy dealing with some of these issues. So let's be kind to ourselves and recognize our difficulty with failure is often based on experiences when we were very young or how we have been treated throughout our life on that subject. So when people like Simone step up and say, "I can't do this," the courage that they are having to live with, to say that, when she is carrying the anticipation and expectation of a nation, must be huge. Public responsibility is put on her shoulders. It must have been a very difficult decision, and I acknowledge her for it hugely. I think there's a slight difference in failure when... See, I'm picking it a little bit further. The fear of failure, when the failing is mine and only mine and not necessarily public, that is relatively easy to deal with. When my failure is something that's going to affect other people and it's going to have negative consequences somewhere else, that's what makes it harder to deal with. And that's where this shaming starts to come in. Because it's what other people will think of me that makes the difference for me failing. A friend of mine last week was competing in an Ironman, and he achieved the first two legs of that race. Exceptional feats of endurance. He swam 2.5 miles in just over the hour or something. He cycled 115 miles in just over 5 hours or something. But it was when he got into the marathon section, he realized that there was some muscle damage. And he was not going to complete this adventure with the goal that he set in mind. He set up the idea of doing this as fast as he could. And while he could complete it, it was not going to meet that criteria. And he was in pain and he was doing damage to his body. And he took the decision to pull out at that time. And that was the right decision. It took courage. It took an acceptance of that. He was not going to meet the picture that he wanted to. And he forgave himself and he stopped. And the benefit of that decision for him is that he will recover quickly and he can get back to training and he can try again. He has learnt and discovered something about his body and he knows what to do to put it right now. The point of failure is not supposed to be an end point. It's just supposed to be a decision that the current plan is not working. And I have to think of something else. Of course, the question is, how do we deal with the feelings associated with that failure? How do we deal with the potential shame that comes out from the public acknowledgement of it? In my friend's situation, he received nothing but support for his decision to stop. I met a friend this week who I had been working with a couple of years ago, and they had a business which was an amazing project and it was doing wonderful stuff. It had a full order book. On the outside, it looked really successful. On the inside, it was struggling with cash flow. And they reached a situation where they could no longer continue and the business had to fold. And the outcome of that was people lost jobs, some people lost money, and it caused some pain and suffering in various places. What they are currently dealing with is the shame of that failure, and it is making them ill. And I feel so much for them because it's like what they achieved was amazing. What they were doing was amazing. And all of that good, fantastic work in their own minds is being eroded and destroyed by the toxicity of the outcome. Now, I agree, people did suffer in their outcome. But it wasn't an outcome that they, it wasn't as if it was a malicious choice. It was a legal requirement. They could not find funding for this project. And that's just the world we live in. So how do you step forward? How do you live with your failings, live with your failures? We must see these things as information, because that's all it is. What we're looking at is information that the current strategy for achieving what we're doing is no longer working or no longer viable. And that may mean because the conditions around you have changed. It may not be something that you have done. It may be something that else has changed that is out of your control. And maybe these are excuses. But at the end of the day, there's always a reason for something to happen. And then it's up to us to find a solution to deal with the problem. And that always is going to start with forgiveness. My podcast guest last week was Nate Jukes. And he came from a very poor background with very poor mindsets, which meant when he became successful, he didn't understand how to deal with those, with the opportunities that it presented. And it led him down a path of drugs, drink, and ultimately gambling and embezzlement and prison. He was given a second chance, and he was able, through support of others, but also from doing the work on himself, to forgive himself for his failings. And today, he's a successful author and speaker. The point is, our failures are the things that prove we're on the quest. We have to do these things. We have to discover what works in life and what doesn't work in life, because that's how we discover the richness of this journey. And of course, no one wants to experience the shit stuff that comes with these things, but it's a requirement. Because if we don't step up and try stuff, then what is the point of the journey? You know, I'm guessing that the indigenous people sitting around the fire would share stories of the great hunt for the lion or of the survival of something. These are the stories that matter to us. And it's only by trying something and failing and discovering something more do we gain more stories in life to deal with it. And that's why this stuff is so important. I mean, Simone Biles will be famous for her achievements, but she'll also be famous for being the one woman that stepped up and said, "This is not right. I'm not doing this at the moment." So where am I going with this today? I'm suggesting that you look at your life from the perspective of where were your failures? Where are the places that you feel uncomfortable about it not working somewhere? Now consider this. What did you learn from the experience, and have you forgiven yourself? And forgiveness is one of those big topics again, and it's like some of these topics I'm uncovering this week. This is a big one this week. Forgiving ourselves is literally just about saying the words. It's about looking at ourselves, probably in a mirror is a good place to do it, and saying, you know, you did your best. I acknowledge you as the wonderful human being that you are, and you were doing your best with what you had to hand. And I forgive you. And as much as other people have a problem with this, I don't. I think you did the best you could with what you had to hand, and you have nothing to be ashamed of. You see, forgiveness is something that we have to do for ourselves, and we have to find our own route through. If you listen to the podcast with Nate, you'll hear what he did. He had some conversations with himself. He explored his life by having ongoing conversations with himself. Journaling is an amazing tool for this. It allows you to explore the feelings associated with it. Look after yourself. You are an amazing human being. Thank you so much for being with me on this journey. Do check out the website Life, Passion and Business, particularly the resource. There are some great resources there for you. If you're looking to get some stuff done in your life and you are struggling to find focus, do check out Focus Coaching. It is an amazing tool to help you get to where you want to go. So do check out that in the resource tab at lifepassionandbusiness.com. And that's it for this week. So thank you so much for being with me, as I said, on this journey. Without you, there would be no point in me doing this. If you enjoy this podcast, if you enjoy any podcast, please make sure you support your content creators with likes, shares and follows, because that's how this ecosystem grows. And hey, you get to find great podcasts if other people share them. So thank you for your time and attention, and I will catch you next time. All the best.